Our final article looks at McDonald's, a supersized success story. 40 years ago, the hamburger empire opened its first restaurant in France, in Strasbourg. Today, France is McDonald's second biggest market. How did the fast food giant seduce France and the rest of the world? We look at the ingredients of this all-American money machine.
The McDonald Brothers. McDonald's says the company was founded by Ray Kroc, a man whose franchise system of expansion is studied in business schools everywhere. But that's not entirely true. The story really begins in 1948 when brothers Dick and Mac McDonald realized their barbecue restaurant would be more profitable if they had a simpler, cheaper menu and organized the kitchen like a factory assembly line. Kroc was a salesman whose interest was piqued when the brothers put in a particularly large order for his milkshake machines. Visiting their California restaurant, which already had 6 franchises, Kroc realized they had a brilliant business model. He bought out the brothers for $2.7 million in 1961 and turned their company into the giant corporation we all know.
Secrets of the colors. What are McDonald's colors? Red and yellow, of course. Burger King and KFC? The same. This is not a coincidence. Red triggers stimulation, appetite, hunger, says color psychologist Karen Haller. Yellow triggers feelings of happiness and friendliness. When you combine red and yellow, it's about speed, quickness, in, eat, and out again. Recently, however, green has been replacing red more and more often as McDonald's tries to promote a more convivial, relaxed ambiance. Healthier, more eco-friendly options are also offered. It's no longer about rushing in for a quick bite to eat, Haller says.
A money machine. McDonald's declared a total revenue of $21 billion last year. But their biggest moneymaker isn't the Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets, or milkshakes. It is real estate. Under the franchise system, the company buys locations that it then rents to its franchisees, who also pay a monthly service fee that is 4% of their gross sales. As a result, the franchises are 2.5 times more profitable for the company than the restaurants it owns and operates itself.
International variations. One of the pillars of McDonald's success is that products like the Big Mac taste the same everywhere you go. But that doesn't mean there are no regional variations. Go to Israel and you can eat a McKebab. Singapore offers the McRice burger, where the bun is replaced by rice patties. Indians can buy a Makaloo tiki burger. Germans, a Nürnberger with 3 bratwursts on a bun. And Italians are fond of deep-fried cheese stars.
Big Mac obsession. As soon as Don Gorski got his driving license in 1972, he drove to a McDonald's and ate 9 Big Macs. That sounds like a lot, but since then he has eaten over 30,000 more of them, about 2 a day, setting a world record. A recent medical check showed that he has low cholesterol and his blood pressure is fine. I never had a craving for something different, the 65-year-old says of his obsession. I had found my perfect food. In the 2004 documentary Supersize Me, however, filmmaker Morgan Spurlock ate at the restaurant 3 times a day for just a month with very different results. He gained 11 kilos and his bad cholesterol levels shot up. You decide.
Customized burger. These days, McDonald's lets you customize your burger. YouTuber Mashi Tamsat recently used this service to create the biggest burger possible. Although the system only allows 2 beef patties, he discovered that you can add up to 10 times all the other ingredients. Mashi's 1.7 kilo, $24.89 creation included 10 rashers of bacon, 30 slices of cheese, and 10 portions of guacamole, tomato, pickles, lettuce, mushrooms, and other ingredients. The problem is how to eat it.